another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Gobble, 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 turkeys. What's going on, Corey? This is pizzas. This is me. Yes, Corey. Yes. Pizzas? No? Thanksgiving? All right. A great start. You guys ready for that?
Yeah, I guess we are, Yoda.
Did I say what's up, Corey's?
Yeah, you said it's me. Corey's, I guess.
I thought you just had a stroke.
Yeah.
It's getting strangely existential in here.
Yeah. Oh. A little bit.
Let's just get this thing started. My brain is so focused on that delicious turkey tomorrow. This is the eve of Thanksgiving. If you're listening to this episode live, it's Wednesday, but the podcast will go out to the podcast listeners on Turkey Day. So don't listen to this on Thanksgiving. Actually,
I was about to say, why not?
No, play it for your family.
Yeah.
On the quite the opposite. Actually, just when you guys are about to sit down and eat, this would be the perfect time to pull out your cell phone, click on the episode, and just set it right there next to the cranberries and say, this is me, family. This is what I'm into. These are my friends. And let's get down on some turkey. If we were a Thanksgiving meal, he'd be the stuffing. Aaron Carter, how you doing, sir?
Wow. Definitely wouldn't be the stuffing.
I think you'd be the stuffing.
No, wouldn't be the stuffing.
You're kind of a seasonal item. I don't think, you know, you're not for the whole year.
I eat stuffing any time of the year.
Wow.
Because you're weird. He'd be the cranberries. Welcome, David West.
Wow.
How you doing?
The one thing I do not eat on Thanksgiving is cranberries. And it was a lot less racist of you to go with stuffing than I thought you were going to go with.
What?
I thought you were going to go the whole dark meat route.
Wow. Why would your mind even go there?
What?
Because it's you. Fuck.
What dark?
Jesus.
What?
You know, if we've discovered anything in the last few weeks, it's that you are... You are exponentially more racist than I ever was.
What dark meat?
On the turkey.
Oh, just... Why wouldn't you like just be the dark meat?
Because normally, like, when you go up to the carving table, they'll be like, who do you want, white meat or dark meat?
Exactly. Just to get
time out. Carving table?
Or wherever you carve your damn turkey.
One percenters over here.
She'd be the pumpkin pie. Jessica, the maid of mine. How's it going?
Oh, pumpkin pie's my favorite.
You're so sweet.
And orange.
What? You don't like that, Aaron? Don't you agree that she'd be?
Would I not be pumpkin pie?
You know what? We all have different foods at our families' gatherings, so you know.
So you don't eat pumpkin pie?
Sweet potato pie.
Well,
let's see. Yeah.
I am, of course, your host, the mashed potatoes, Corey Vincent.
No, ham is probably the.
Who eats ham? That's Christmas.
What?
Sometimes
a Christmas thing.
On Thanksgiving you have ham and turkey.
Because
not everybody likes turkey.
Who could afford that?
One percenters.
Fancy people.
We have one protein, and it's that damn turkey. And then the stuffing, of course. You gotta
so you
have
eat
stuffing.
No other birds on that.
No.
Ham
is a pig.
Well, because we have... I wasn't speaking
wait
of...
Hang on.
Wait.
I wasn't speaking of ham. I
that
was speaking
hamburger.
Of...
Pheasant.
We have...
Egret.
Chicken.
Pigeon.
As well.
Damn, you are very good at poultry.
Quail.
I don't know.
No, we eat chicken. We have like
what?
A little chicken
what?
Wingettes.
You could have chicken every day of the
well,
year.
This is the thing.
Go to Chick-fil-A.
That's the warm-up. So we have like this giant deep fryer. My aunt has a giant deep fryer. And it's always chicken wings. And we'll have like trays full of them. And that's when people just come in and, you know, get chicken wing. And then the main courses, everything else.
I want to get invited to Aaron's
fancy.
Family's house.
That's what.
How do we swing one of those?
See, we don't eat anything. Not even breakfast. Nothing until Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Until we all sit down.
At what point do you start starving yourself?
No appetizers.
Exactly. You're crazy.
What time do I start starving myself?
Yeah. In order to make room for the...
Like, I probably... I mean, I was just at IKEA and I had pizza. So probably like after that, nothing.
So tonight?
Dinner. But I don't actually eat that often. I probably eat like two meals a day.
What?
And then, yeah. I'm small. I don't take a lot of energy.
Nonetheless,
to move.
I mean...
I like snacks, but I mean, not a full meal.
People
my
starving.
Favorite tradition, my Thanksgiving tradition is, you know how they have the... the stuffing and then the cranberry sauce, you know, all the individual pieces.
Yeah.
And then usually like biscuits or something like that. Mm-hmm. I make the most bomb diggity Thanksgiving sandwiches. Everyone else, you know, separates it on their plates.
Right.
I just grab the biscuits and make a giant sandwich.
Yeah, but that's for like leftovers next day. Yeah, that's not Thanksgiving dinner.
You skip the whole traditional meal.
Oh yeah,
just go straight to the leftover sandwiches.
Exactly, 100%.
Then you get sick of leftover sandwiches?
Of course not.
You can never get sick of leftover sandwiches.
Well, I don't know. I feel like if you eat them for a year.
The difference is one is hot and then the other's cold. I don't even warm up my.
True. Yeah.
Oh, see, true. I don't do cold leftovers.
Exactly. Who does cold leftovers?
Okay, hey, wait.
Microwaves are invented for a reason.
Insanity.
Let me ask this. Do you put stuffing on your leftover sandwiches?
Oh, yeah.
Do you warm up the stuffing?
No.
Okay, that's bizarre. I get the cold turkey.
No, the whole thing. Cold turkey, I wouldn't put it on a sandwich. Like, if it's cut off the actual bird.
If it's, like, lunch meat. Sliced by Foster then, Farms. Yeah, yes. It'd be cold.
What's the difference?
Oh, no, there's a big
lunch
difference.
Lunch meat? Like, sliced lunch meat turkey?
Yeah.
Like, the honey roasted turkey?
Right. And then you get from the grocery store.
But then thick, hearty pieces of turkey from Thanksgiving? Exactly. There's a huge difference. You can't tell me that's the same thing.
Well, it's night and day.
They're both turkey.
No.
Yeah, but no, one not. Is, like, hearty, thick, delicious pieces.
No. Foster Farms. You've been lying to me this whole time. No,
that's fake turkey. That's furkey. That's what that is.
Furkey?
Not tofurkey. Nope. Not to be confused with tofurkey.
And for you vegetarian, vegans, and everything out there. LB. Talking to you. That do eat the fake stuff like that. Shame on you.
I've never even tasted it.
Dishonor on you?
Eat a turkey.
Dishonor on your cow?
There are turkeys at your front door.
See, because I know what a turkey tastes like, I just assume that the tofurkey would taste like just like it, but then I know it's not the same.
Absolutely not. Don't do that. It's disgusting.
Have you tried it?
I have tried tofurkey before, and it was the most sandpapery, gritty garbage that I've ever put in my mouth. It was disgusting.
Yeah, no, okay, so does everybody bake theirs? Because we deep fry ours, our turkey.
No, we do the oven. Roasted, oven. Delia.
Oven roasted.
I've always wanted to try deep fried.
Deep fried is so it's good.
How do you get a deep fryer big enough to have put a whole? Have you never been to?
I've seen it.
They have gigantic deep fryers.
Like anybody has those in their house?
Oh, they're very. No, they're all accessible now. They're like cell phones. I sell like so.
Like we
many
have
at
like
my
a
job.
French fried like small one that you could put on the counter, but like never.
No, there's a big one. Get a hook.
Oh
dip
my
that
God.
Bad boy in that
like
hot
in
oil.
Somebody's house?
No, you have to do it outside. You're not going to do it inside.
Oh.
No.
It's like in the backyard. So like size. Next to your barbecue, you have a deep fryer?
Exactly. Dang.
It's the size of a kiddie pool.
Exactly.
Whoa.
It's
that
so
sounds
good.
Dangerous. Like you could put a child in that.
Wow.
Like, well, no,
let's
I mean,
move right
like,
along from the deep fryer talk.
It would be really, really dangerous.
Hansel
a kid could just be like...
We could talk about Thanksgiving all the time. Favorite, we'll just go
what?
Around the
no,
table.
No, you can't. You can only talk about Thanksgiving during Thanksgiving.
No, I just simply said we can, but it would be a little cliche, which is why we don't.
It's the day before Thanksgiving. What else do we do?
Do you just want to have a whole Thanksgiving episode? All right, let's do it, guys.
All right. Thanksgiving-themed video games. Let's go.
All right. Turkey Hunter.
Damn it.
I'm
out.
Cabela's.
Wait. Big Turkey Game Hunter.
There was a South Park video game on the 64 where you fought turkeys.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that sounds like something.
I would say like maybe something. What's like a Cowboys and Indians video game? Oh no, it would be Pilgrims and Indians.
So yeah, we're not doing all turkey.
There's nothing.
It doesn't really cross over to video games too well.
Not too many. No.
Favorite tradition, Aaron.
What
in Thanksgiving? Do you guys go outside and toss around the pigskin?
No. I have a lot of women in my family. We're, not a lot of pigskin throwers. But my favorite tradition is probably the Secret Santa pull. That's what we do on Thanksgiving.
Oh, very smart. Okay, so you guys pull, do the pull.
So then
that.
You have a month to
exactamundo.
Cool.
Exactamundo.
Anybody ever try a turducken?
What was that, turkey,
no.
duck?
It's a chicken stuffed turkey, right?
No, it's a chicken and a duck in a turkey.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the duck, yeah.
Three layers.
It's like a
that's where the duckin comes in.
Yeah.
I want to see if any listeners out there are making a turducken, please take pictures of it and tag us, at VideoGameBang on
Twitter. That sounds
Twitter.
Expensive.
What was
I bet it sounds excessive.
A duck and then stuff it in a turkey.
Yeah, but aren't ducks expensive?
Aren't ducks smaller than chickens?
Who fucking did that?
I wouldn't
know
think
the
so.
Sick ass... pervert who did that the first time.
Probably like a tiny hen.
Who's thought, I want a turkey, true. I'm going to stick a duck up its ass. and then I'm going to take a smaller chicken, like a gaming hen or something.
A game hen. It's just a game hen, not a gaming hen.
It's not a hen that plays. It's a game that has played way too many
games. I feel like it's not up its butt, though.
It's up. Where else does it go?
You probably sever the pelvic sling and then put it up the pelvic sling. Like, not up the butt.
It's up its ass. And as far as
I'm concerned, its anus and all that is gone. Like, the colon is gone. At least I hope it is, because if it's not, gross.
We can tell someone goes to school.
I think.
someone pay attention in
the I think the inventor, I think it was just...
Same guy who made the human centipede.
It was just a lot of...
it's the same sick
lot bastard. A lot of drugs involved.
And then, like, and the second one.
A lot of pot.
And a Costco card.
I picture this like big burly man who has like deer heads all over his house, and he's like ultra like hunter mega dude, and he
lots of stuffed petrified animals, and he's like
jamming animals into other animals.
What if it was something simple like they couldn't decide which bird to eat and they only had one oven, so they just condensed?
I bet it's the same guy who on Christmas he takes the holiday hog and then puts like a horse face on it.
What in the world is
the holiday hog? What?
You guys never heard of a holiday hog?
Is it like a luau?
Yeah, it's like a luau.
One percenters. That's what that is.
Okay, I've never had a hog. Just saying.
You have a cutting table, though, that people can line.
Okay, no. It's like I'm thinking about like the island in the kitchen.
Oh.
That's what I'm picturing.
You have an island in your kitchen?
Oh, how big is your kitchen?
Really? Jesus.
So big.
I have a body of water around land? Jeez.
Speaking of,
it's filled with my tears about how terrible you guys are.
Wow. Speaking of islands, you know, a new game just came out, and it's called... oh, damn! Who knew that was going to happen? Jeez.
What? You did?
What you playing?
It's difficult. I'll give it to you. It's hard to do that slightly.
I have no idea what you're talking about. That means nothing to me. Westworld fans will get that. So we are, of course, ready to play Whatcha Playin', and I was just perfect timing how that happened, because we were just talking about islands. Pokemon Sun and Moon came out. It's heavily island-themed. I've been addicted to it. I'm back into the DS game. My hands are cramped because adult hands were not made for that device.
My hands are fine.
Your hands are probably
fine. We talked about how I have tiny little hands.
Yeah. We'll leave that one there, Deadpool. But
I thought he was going to go with Trump.
Oh, those are little fingers. Ah. He has big hands, but little fingers.
That's stupid.
I'm so confused. Let's just move on.
Yes.
So the game is good. It's different. It's very much not the same. This isn't walk from town to town and fight the gym leader, then go to the next town and fight the gym leader. There's like four separate islands that have challenges on each one. So you go and meet a challenge leader, and they will tell you to do something random, like play a mini game or search for a certain amount of items and then come back to me.
And then you battle them.
And then, no, you don't. You battle what's called a totem Pokemon, which is like this super mega powered Pokemon who's kind of like a guardian of that area, mm-hmm. who's like a larger form who calls down other Pokemon to help him out.
That's pretty cool.
So you're fighting a battle with him, and then he'll summon like a minion, and you got to fight two at the same time. And then you get these Z power things, which power up your Pokemon. It's kind of like X moves, I think they call them in X and Y. I can't remember what they call them. But, you know, they had those super powered.
Like Mega Evolution.
Yeah. It's kind of like Mega Evolutions, but it's like these moves. It's pretty damn good. I'm not going to lie.
It's about time there were some different mechanics to that game.
Yes.
Too. Well, I mean, it's how many years old now?
A lot.
100.
Got to be a decade, right?
At least. Oh, certainly. At least a decade.
Okay, so then, if it hasn't changed over there, I mean, only one.
I'd say it's approaching two.
I feel like this is the most drastic of the changes, though.
It has
to be.
It's
a whole, yeah.
Like, the different Alola Pokemon or whatever, how they have, like, the different, like, looking ones.
Those were off-putting.
I like it. I like seeing the Pokemon that I know and love, but in a different way, like, reimagined. Like, I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's I kind of like what Charlie Manson in chat said. He's so glad he doesn't have to use a Pokemon as an HM slave. You guys know what that means, right?
No.
So basically, they have these special moves called HMs back in the day, and like these were moves like Surf or Fly or Strength or Cut, and you need these moves to traverse the area. So if there's a bush in your way, you need a Pokemon that knows Cut. And so what you'd end up doing is these moves. Some were good. Like, I remember Surf and Fly being pretty good. But, like cut was pretty shitty, and you'd have to take Pokemon and waste their moves on these like utility things. And so generally what we would do is we'd find a Pokemon who could learn as many different ones as possible, and you'd just make him your HM slave. You'd
like
give
a
him
normal type Pokemon.
Yeah, he'd just all
poor
he would
baby.
Do is just
they're
push rocks
anyway.
And cut trees and things like that. So in this there's like a little pager you have, and you call an Uber, essentially. So you have a Tauros Uber who you call, and you ride him around and bust down rocks. Or you can call a Charizard to fly over to the next island.
Are they then not your slaves?
Yeah, they
are. Well, they are, but you don't have them.
They're
your Uber.
It just made the people that...
They're somebody else's slave.
Yeah, they're somebody else. They made a slave business.
My God.
Well, so it evolved.
I don't give a shit. As long as they don't take up one of my six. See, that's I only get to carry six,
that's
man.
How it starts, that's, right? Yep. That's how slavery started. I don't care what America. They're doing as long as my house is
built. As long as my cotton is picked.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
It's people like you is why slavery happened for centuries upon centuries, sir.
If that's true, I'm having fun.
Wow.
Wow.
Trump's American.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I mean, the president.
Terrible.
That's all I got to say.
Pokemon just like, Ubers.
Just like back in the day, remember how we used to get to say, you know, the president's black? Now I get to say, hey, president's racist.
I've never said that at all.
I'm pretty sure I've heard you say it.
Terrible.
Aaron, what you been playing?
I've been playing Neverwinter like a mofo.
I heard you guys had a late night.
Multiple late nights. We have... We have a little three-man group that we're going with, me, Steven, and Mr. Webb here. And I've played this game so much that I started a character, I leveled him up with the group, didn't like the feel of it, just didn't match me. He was using all like dark magic and stuff like that, and I was like, eh, it's not my bag. So I went and re-rolled a whole new character and leveled him up all the way to catch back up to where we had previously... been hours into
Explain
the game.
Explain to me how Webb thinks he can take his character from this and move it into Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh. So it is Dungeons and Dragons, mind you. This game is Dungeons and Dragons.
So there's dice rolls and things like that?
No, everything is still a video game.
It's digital dice roll. I mean, at the very beginning, well, you roll for your stats.
Yeah, it's all behind the scenes, so you're not seeing like a physical dice roll across
the
screen.
I feel like you're just cock teasing me when you tell me that it's video game Dungeons and Dragons, because we've already established that no video game will ever be able to hit that level of immersion and decision making as a D&D match.
No, it's not. No. It's an MMO. Don't get it wrong. I mean, don't get it twisted. There was a time, and I looked it up. They no longer support it, apparently, where they had this thing called like the Forge or something like that, where you could create your own quests and storylines and stuff like that and dungeons and everything, but they stopped supporting that, apparently. And
sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but there's those people out online that do that. There's people that draw fan fiction about the most random stuff. So, yeah, I mean, but no, the game is amazing.
We think the level of immersion of D&D will ever be able to get captured in a video game?
No.
No.
Only because...
You don't think they'll be able to capture our consciousness and put us into a game someday?
Too random.
Too random. Yeah. Like, literally, my GM has a rule where, like, if you can figure out a way to do something, then you can roll for it, you can do it. Like, if you... It doesn't even... like isn't even physically possible if you can figure out a kind of a way and roll for it. And if you roll a high enough number, then you can do that thing.
I want to jerk off onto that pile of dead goblins. Give me 10.
That's more like a passive action. Like, I don't think I'm going to roll for that.
It's more like a personal problem.
It's not going to be a very passive action.
Now, if you wanted to jump over the pile of dead goblins whilst jacking off, then you'd have to roll for that.
Whilst.
I love whilst. She went into D&D mode because of all of us at the table, like Aaron and I have played a few campaigns, but you have like a regular meetup, don't
you? Yeah. Like I've been playing since high school. I've had several different groups and campaigns, but like we play Pathfinder now, though, which is slightly different than D&D.
Well, it's the older version of D&D, isn't it?
No, it's still thing, current, right? It's just a different like brand of
but,
that
but
kind
I
of
thought
game,
the mechanics
say.
Of Pathfinder are exactly like the last the previous iteration of D&D, isn't
I don't
right?
know it gets hinky. They're because, very similar, in fact we incorporate so much D&D stuff, but we play Pathfinder proper.
I'd love to play
every
Pathfinder.
Friday. It's again. So fun, especially if you get a good group of people to play who have the imaginations and aren't like by the book.
Are you doing meetups or are you doing this all online?
No, we do it. We go to our friend's house every Friday night, play Dungeons and Dragons.
I mean, I just want, because I know people get, you know, busy and
yeah,
you know.
And I mean, sometimes we postpone it, or we have like, oh well, this character, he's at work, so he's on a side quest today.
Yeah, I got two coworkers that actually have, you know, like nights, D&D nights.
Yeah,
that's what we do. We go and play D&D.
That's what we do because we.
Why don't we have that?
Because we have things called Neverwinter on the PS4.
That quenches the thirst.
Yeah, that quenches that.
It is really fun. It is. No, it's it makes such me want to
play
it
more. It makes me want to play actual D&D more. I haven't played D&D in years.
It's great when you have a good group of friends that like have the same mindset. Like sometimes it is fun to play like exactly by the book. But then if you can get more imagination and creativity in your game and be like, okay, well, could I think we have like a halfling on our group, so one time the orc was like, can I throw the halfling up onto the top of the building and he shimmy down the chimney and then unlock the door for us instead of having like the rogue do it? And they were like, yeah, roll for it.
Yeah, it's called a fastball special. Everybody knows that one.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think we need to get back into it. You know what I learned about D&D, if people out there are listening to this and ever considered trying it, I think it's something you need practice at, because Aaron is a creative guy.
Need a good dungeon master.
That helps too.
You can have a room full of newbies. If you have a good dungeon master, you're set.
True. But I think like creativity and the mind, it's a muscle. Like, and you got to exercise it, because coming up with an idea like throwing a guy up a chimney, like normal people, I don't think like that. I know at least I don't. But once you immerse yourself in that world and get like playing every couple weeks, you know, I think you'd get those developed and come up with creative things like that. But I think we should get back into that more and record it. We should
dedicated DM is what we need.
Yeah, and somebody who has like an ongoing story, because like my DM has the story, I think, like all finished out. We're just working through it.
See, that's my biggest problem with it. Like, I can come up with a gigantic story, but I want to play in it as well.
Yeah,
if anything.
Yeah,
so it's tough for me to DM when I'm, you know, like, oh well, they're all playing. Like, I have the stuff, you know, to do that, but
I definitely have a god complex, so I might want to try DMing.
Yeah, no,
it's fun because you could literally be like, you can't do that.
I would love to do that. David Webb just tripped on a stick and broke his neck.
Yeah, see,
go home.
Fucking
go get me a beer.
That's what we don't need. Like, I would love to have like a co-op DM thing.
Yeah.
Where I can do the story, but then I have somebody else running the encounters, the enemies, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they pick their movements or something.
Because
like
the
that.
DM kind of has like how far we're going to get in the storyline already sanctioned. And so he has all the enemies rolled out and the map set and everything ready, like before we even start for the night. It's not like a.
Tough.
And I mean, sometimes we could even deviate. Like, he'll have a side quest for us and then we'll totally skip it. Or we'll take a side quest and it will go longer than expected. Mm. So, but it's really fun.
Interesting. Jessica, have you had a chance to play any video games?
I have not been playing any myself, but I have been watching Luke play Pokemon Sun and Moon. I am only watching him because I don't have a DS of my own.
How do you watch?
Yeah, I don't see how you can watch that one.
It's such a tiny screen.
Like, if he was playing Fallout, yeah, watch.
Well, it's like the two-screen dealio, and I have great eyesight.
Wow.
I'm like over his shoulder.
How long
like,
have you spent? How long have you spent watching that though?
Not long.
Okay, because
basically
saying, like,
I want to like I watched him catch a few things, and I watched him go through a little town and saw all his Pokedex, and then I got bored.
Yeah, that's not a game to watch. There are video games to watch somebody play through. Like, you can watch like Last of Us or something like that.
Yeah.
Those are very cinematic type of games, but Pokemon, I don't think.
Well, I was so Energy is affiliated with a streamer named Gothalion, King Gothalion, and he spent the whole month streaming Pokemon with Gen 1 all the way up to Pokemon Sun and Moon. And he streamed for hours each day and had people in there, and I'd drop by and watch. And actually, his Pokemon Sun and Moon stream is what really gave me the itch to start playing again. Because you see someone playing it, and it's not something you can watch for hours and hours and hours, because it is kind of that personal experience of, like, for me, I spent like 3 hours just in a one patch of grass trying to find this fucking Pokemon.
That's terrible.
That's Pokemon.
That's the okay, that's, so then it is terrible.
When you break down Pokemon, because it's all about the RNGesus. He's sitting there with his, you know, rare Pokemon in specific patches of grass. There's this Pokemon that just came out called Salandit, and it's this little lizard dude. And he's fire and poison, I think. And only the female version evolves but the ratio of male to female in the RNG is like 5 to 10% or something like that. So I literally, I even posted some Twitter stuff about it because I was getting so upset. That's how good I've gotten at fucking searching for Pokemon that I was tweeting and just scalping Pokemon at the same damn time.
Trying to find a female?
Trying to find the female version. Finally did it.
Is there a difference in the like look of it? Is there any sexual dimorphism or is it just like the same thing? But
did you just curse at me?
No.
No.
There's any dimorphism.
Please.
Do the ladies and the men look different?
No. Do they have girl parts or boy parts? No. They look the exact same except next to the name is the symbol.
Oh, okay. So that's like how it is normally. But if one does something different than the other, you'd think there'd be a like significant marker. But okay.
Yeah, I don't know why they decided that only the female ones evolve. So I
for this reason.
Because they're cooler.
Just, so you sit there and spend hours on their game trying to find 5% of a chance of getting the female version.
100%
I might get a DS on Black Friday. Maybe. Because I really do want to play.
I highly recommend it.
But I don't have one.
Yeah, and probably the best time to get one, yeah.
Yeah, I think they had one for like $99. It's like a special edition one that has like all kinds of like Mario stuff on it.
I was going to probably even just get like a 2DS, not even the 3DS.
Oh, the one that doesn't even fold?
Yeah.
It's like a slice of cheese.
Because it like is really cheap.
Yeah. Really. How much are they? Like 70 or something?
Like really cheap, yeah.
Okay. If that, yeah.
Because they're old.
David Webb, what you been playing?
Neverwinter.
So you and Webb, you and Aaron are on the same hype.
Yeah. So good. Saturday after the show, I downloaded, actually during the show, I started to download, played it when we got home, and it was like by the next day I was almost to where you guys were at.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you level up pretty quick in that.
I think that's what's satisfying too about it is like the leveling is pretty fast.
This is a PlayStation game?
Yeah.
PlayStation 4, free. The other thing that it does, because I've played other MMOs before on the PC, it makes MMOs feel comfortable on the console with a controller.
Yeah, it shows that you can do it.
Yeah. With all the things that are capable in MMOs, there's a lot of stuff in MMOs. And the keyboard is just suited for that. Because, you know, you can put keybind it on anything. Yeah. But
Have you even thought about picking up Heroes of the Storm back?
No.
That was quick.
I saw you, like, trying to recruit people to play.
Yeah, no.
So Overwatch announced that there's a really amazing Genji skin.
I've seen it.
That you can only get by playing cooperative Heroes of the Storm. You have to play 15 matches.
Yes.
Oh.
Which is brilliant because I went on Heroes of the Storm to start my grind through that game and everybody in the public chat teaming up for Genji. I didn't see anybody trying to play that game just to play it. So brilliant crossover marketing.
Is it brilliant or
brilliant?
It's going to be a spike and then a drop off.
It's, you know, there will be a spike and there will be a drop off, but guaranteed more people will be playing it after the spike. It's not going to go straight back down to where it was.
Yeah, I'm sure a few people will linger, be like, "Oh, yeah. I remember liking this game."
So and it's a slower drop off.
A slower drop off, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But so this is the thing, because Jerry, Javier and Steven were all online at the same time playing Heroes of the Storm just for the skin. And I heard the frustration in their voice. And I was like, you guys are playing for a skin, Overwatch skin, for a character you guys don't even play. And they're like, just to have it. So I was like, okay, I understand that's the gamer mentality. I really understand that.
It's a collector mentality.
Yeah, I really understand that. But take a step back and think about it as a, you know, a person.
Is it the one that looks like it's got the mask?
Yes.
Is that the one I've seen online?
It's
it is
a
really
dope
cool.
Skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like his, you know, one of his dopest skins.
Like if it were like D.Va or, you know, Hanzo or somebody that I actually play, maybe.
Yeah.
Now, do you just have to play the games or do you have to win the games?
You just have to play.
If you had to win either,
then no one would ever.
Yeah, there'd be protests.
And bot matches count.
So, oh, well then what in the world are they doing? I think they were trying to queue up for real ones.
No, all you have to do is pair up with someone and you can play easy bot matches. So the matches are only taking about 15 minutes.
Oh,
max.
Yeah. They did it the wrong way. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I might be interested in doing that then.
Genji is in my player pool and I would love me that skin. So I'm a situational Genji. I only choose Genji if there's like a Bastion that no one on the team wants to counter. I'll go Genji and then go fuck him up. And then
well, everybody's going to see your new skin and be like, oh, dude.
Yeah, I played Black Genji.
You played the Heroes of the Storm for so long, you nerd. Not what I was what I would think.
Yeah, I do the darkest Genji I can do. Because I only play Genji just to get to like an objective real quick.
Yeah.
That way the rest of the team, if we're like getting pushed, they, you know, like, oh, crap, somebody's at the base. And I just fly around, you know, zip around until they've moved back a little and my team can push forward. And then I just get off of them. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You play with the carbon fiber?
Yeah, I play with carbon fiber.
I love the pro Genji meme. There's I don't know, I just whenever you're once per game, if a Genji goes off, everyone in chat just starts typing out pro Genji, watch out, it's a pro Genji, oh shit, it's a pro Genji, and it just kind of become a meme of that game because Genjis can take off, but not every Genji who gets a triple kill is a pro, guys. Let's calm down. You can take him out, choose Winston, counterpick him, it's fine. If you guys have been on Facebook, you've probably no doubt seen those. I'm not Aaron, or Aaron's not Aaron without blank, or...
What the hell is that?
You haven't seen this.
On Facebook?
I'm on Facebook right now trying to look for something. Aaron's not Aaron.
Or just anybody. Like, I would say Jessica's not Jessica without blank.
Oh, it's something for you to put on those your ridiculous Facebook
things,
yeah.
It's one
something.
Of those things where people are kind of fishing maybe for some compliments. I don't know. Everyone's doing it.
Corey's not Corey without being a whiner.
Shut up, Jessica. Jessica's not Jessica without butts.
So I'm guessing you did that.
Accurate.
So accurate.
I went on the Twitter for Energy, where I am employed, and I just wanted to see what would happen. And I typed Overwatch isn't Overwatch without blank, just to see
booty
what kind of responses people would say. And the responses did not disappoint. I love the internet. The internet is full of funny people. Like, you can go on the internet and find people funnier than comedians.
It's either I love the internet or I hate the internet. There's no happy medium.
It's true. That's actually 100%.
Sometimes
accurate.
It can go back and forth in a matter of minutes.
And I'm a man, so the internet's a different place for me. Unfortunately. But some of them were some of the highlights. Again, there's one that said one pro Genji per game. 100% true. High Noon, someone said. Salt, 100%.
Oh, yes, so much salt.
That's a PC community thing.
I feel like it's not.
How do you get the salt in the console version?
There's no voice chat there?
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
You're still salty, though. Like even if people can't hear you, you can still be salty about something.
That's true, but you don't... I mean, I can't... If the salt is in... Yeah, it's like one of the... If the tree falls in the middle... Yeah.
Nobody can hear it.
That's true.
Exactly. So if somebody's salty without voice chat or, you know...
You can just assume that I'm always salty, even if you can't hear me.
Insane. No, I've gone into just random matches, but nobody ever talks. Nobody.
Yeah.
It's dead silent.
So why would you want to socialize? Ew.
Right? We're playing video games here.
Ew.
Someone said Hanzo, Widow, Sombra, Bastion, Torb all on the same team with the last person picking Mei instead of a tank or healer. Team comps are so bad, but here is a solution. I have a little hack for you guys.
A life hack?
A life hack for you Overwatch players. Go to the European servers. People are a lot smarter.
Wow.
Dead serious.
Wow.
I've been playing, my boss lives in the UK, and I've been we've been playing some rounds together. And so I find myself on the Europe server, mm-hmm. and the games are friendlier. The team comps aren't as shitty. I mean, I'm on there less, so maybe I've just gotten extremely lucky.
You know, maybe we just need like an 18 and up pool and like. Everybody else, like all the 12-year-olds and 16-year-olds, can like play by themselves.
Like a dog park. I like it.
Like a dog park.
Like a dog park.
I like it.
I think it might be a combination of you just not on there enough to see it. Because like when I first started playing on the PC, I was thinking, what is everybody bitching about? This is fine. This is not like a bad community. And then I played enough and I was like, oh, never mind. There it is.
Well,
so I liked playing with my friends because everybody else is a dick.
That's true.
Good assumption.
And even some of my friends are dicks.
Well, there you go. Can't win it all, huh? We gotta go back and listen to what your real one is. We had a good one.
Webb's tying his shoes.
Do you not remember what it was?
What?
When he was gone and we came up with one for Webb.
Oh, snap. What was it?
I don't think I was here.
Were you guys plotting against me?
No, you were not here. Who was it? It was LB.
Like, I don't know.
It was LB.
Yeah, that's right. We did come up with a good one.
Yeah, we
we'll
did.
We'll go back to the room.
Yeah, we'll have to go back to the archives.
I veto that.
Trump's America.
Right?
All right. Top of the news. Blizzard is giving Symmetra some updates.
A bazooka?
So, no.
Because, I mean, she's already OP.
Symmetra?
Oh, yeah. You get close
the
for
least
3 seconds.
Used character in that game?
You get close for 3 seconds.
I don't understand her.
The one that has a steady stream, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how I know you play on a console. You peasant.
So, if you have a tank around you, right? And say it's like your whole team was wiped out. And it's just Symmetra and a tank. And then versus 5. And you get that good tank out there. She's wiping. I'm telling pro Symmetras. That's what it'll be.
Are we talking about the same character?
I don't think we are. I think he's thinking Zenyatta.
I think he's...
Bizarria?
He's in Bizarro World. He's in the Upside Down right now.
She's the one where...
He's talking
gun.
About console
so you
stuff.
So you watch Stranger Things and now everything is going to be...
I know, right?
Shut up, mouth breather.
His she's the one whose gun, you keep it locked on somebody long enough, it gets stronger as it is locked on to him, right?
Wait, no, are you talking about Zarya? The Russian?
The pink-haired one.
No, because she's the one, whenever she takes damage, her gun gets stronger, correct?
Yes. Which
okay,
the...
no. So I'm talking about Symmetra, the Middle Eastern
the
lady. Yes, I know exactly who the hell I'm talking about.
I don't know. I just don't.
Continue.
Well,
if
you
doing?
Thought she was OP before, Aaron, she is God now.
Yeah.
Well.
So, in the tweaks, she's getting 2 ultimates.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
So now, our first ultimate
was just a teleporter.
Right,
I watched the dev review where he was explaining why they're making these changes, and Symmetra's okay. You're right. She's a very situational, though.
It's hard to play.
Yeah.
She's situational.
There's no way you'd pick her, really. Her ult is completely useless if you're playing on a map where you're close to the objective.
Right.
Why would you need the teleporter, right? So people were picking her for point one and then trying to hold it with the teleporter. And then if that point got taken, they're immediately switching off of her into something more useful. So keep that in mind when you hear what the changes
are. All right, let's go.
All right, so she's going to be the first character with a choice of ultimates. So when your ultimates charge, it'll light up just as before. But instead of just having... one option, the teleporter, you can switch to a shield generator.
Oh, that's nice.
And what the shield generator does is you put it, like, if you're trying to hold a point, and you put it amongst your team, and it generates shields for everybody.
Like, constantly, huh?
Like, one per person or a giant one?
Just kind
of hands
like,
them out. Here you go.
There you go. Here you go. One shield. Shields. No, it's like an area.
Is it like a Winston kind of thing where you have to go run under it?
Kind of like that, but it's not a dome. It's just a generator that, you know, okay, so you know when you're playing and you have the shield, like it turns blue in your life bar? That is your shield. And so it generates that for you as long as you're within a designated area.
How much shield is it generating for you?
I don't know exactly much. And it probably depends on
It's very significant.
Yeah. It's enough to make a difference.
See, I want like a giant dome that literally like the other team can't get in.
Is it destructible?
Okay.
No. The
generator.
The dome is destructible. It's just like her teleporter. Yeah. And the teleporter and the shield generator rebuild HP over time. So you have to destroy it immediately, or if you kill someone in the process and defend it, it'll get its health back.
So you can snipe it out, though?
Yes.
Or rocket it out with a Pharah?
If someone puts it in a stupid place, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, think about it. It's the shield generator. They're going to want to try to, for defending a point, of course.
Right.
And then I can't see them doing it any other place. Like, where else would they throw that?
Well, I mean, that if you're defending a point.
Yeah. Or in the middle of a team fight. like
team fight.
You team know, fight. Yeah.
Anywhere there's a team fight, and you can kind of it's a large radius. So it's something that will definitely require attention by the other team. They don't put up this thing, and you'll be trying to win that team fight. You got to find that sucker and take it out.
You think it could change the tide of a
team fight? Oh, no. Yeah, Symmetra in general now, the changes they've made can change the whole battlefield.
So there's more? Wow.
Oh, there's more changes. She's also getting a new move, the Photon Barrier. So this produces a shield similar to Reinhardt's, but instead of her holding on to it, she just kind of shoots it in front of her, and it just goes on a trajectory. So, okay, so I see your face.
I understand.
You're wondering...
I understand.
Does it push people?
No. So what it does is it's exactly like Reinhardt's shield. Does the same thing. You can't shoot into it. The opposing team can't shoot into it, but you can shoot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The idea for this is being like if your Reinhardt is down or his shield's charging, or if you don't even have a Reinhardt. Say you have like a Roadhog and a, what's the Russian chick's name?
Zarya.
As your tanks. They don't really have shields for the entire team, so you, as a Symmetra, you throw that out, and everybody could follow it into a point.
Oh, okay, so it's like a moving.
It's a moving thing.
How long
how fast
is the duration?
Is it?
Yeah.
It goes pretty fast. I mean, you can keep up with it.
Like, do you have to run?
You have to run, but it goes probably about as fast as the average
Reinhardt with the shield moving?
Not Reinhardt. I think it's a little bit faster than Reinhardt.
It's faster than Reinhardt, okay. And it goes quite a long distance.
You got to coordinate. Yeah. You got to be like, all right, everybody, get behind it right now because I'm letting it go.
Exactly.
Interesting thing is, too, is that it goes through walls.
Oh.
I noticed.
I want a shield that pushes the other team.
That's too OP.
So broken.
That would be
way,
awesome.
Way broken.
Those boobs would be ridiculous.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh, holy crap.
I thought you said those boobs would be ridiculous.
Like if Lucio had that, like, one, like, sound wave blast that just pushed everybody.
Yeah.
So does it have its own like HP as well?
Yeah, it can get destroyed.
Okay.
So Reinhardt's can take like what, like 2,000 damage?
2 G's or 15?
So how much? Similar to that.
I think it takes less because I mean, at the rate it moves, I was getting mine blown up pretty regularly before it would go away. Yeah. But it's on a quick recharge.
Really?
How many seconds?
The cooldown is not that long.
It's not Widowmaker's grapple hook?
No.
No, it's not a minute cooldown.
Hers needs to be like 1 second.
It really does.
And that's not all.
Shit.
They're also extending the range of her weapon.
Oh, see? Exactly.
So you had to be closer before.
Yeah.
To use it. Now it's further out. I was watching Corey play earlier. And it's a significant difference.
That's so
of how
fake
far
now.
Away you can be.
And it's the same ability.
Same
the longer
same,
it's locked
yeah.
on. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, see.
And
that's that BS.
You now start with all 6 of the turrets instead of having
son
to work your
of
way
a
up
mother.
That's why I told you, Aaron, if you thought she was seriously in true competition, way underpowered. I don't know what world you played with her on where you had these amazing games, but she is bootsy garbage.
If she was in the Egypt level, and she was defending in the beginning, she's OP. If you set up your turrets right and you know got them into a choke point, yeah, she's killing everybody. Especially now with this, like, this is ridiculous. 6 turrets, you walk through a door and you're getting blasted, and then she doesn't even have to be in the room because she can shoot into the room with her.
Right. It's not that far. The increase was probably about 10 or 15%. Like, it's not, you still have to be in the room and it doesn't go through walls.
All right.
So,
but nonetheless.
I mean, it's a noticeable distance, but it's not.
But
like,
think
crazy.
About it. You set up, you know, if they're walking in a room like the size of the studio or something
right.
like that, and you got 6 turrets. And then the person walks in, they're hidden. Their first thing is going to think, not take out the turrets, let's take out the Symmetra, right?
Yeah.
So they're going to shoot. Well, no, I'm going to throw my shield up that's moving, you know, towards you while I'm steady blasting you. So that means I'm getting hit with turrets and your weapon.
We're going to see a lot more Symmetra.
Yeah.
But, like, if they're in a tiny room like this, like, what is that going to defend? Like, what is the point?
Well,
the shield would give her... It would give her...
Oh, like, if she just put the...
If she throws up her photon.
Oh, okay. And then her main objective is just protect this shield then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's definitely...
We're going to see...
She's hands down my favorite character design, though.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
I really like the way that they... Because to me, she's just like... I don't know. There's a whole bunch of just... It feels like they really made her like a a character that's just not out of the norm.
It's like an average person.
And I really liked it. And I was like, oh, I like that. I love the voice actress and everything. Like, it's all good.
And originally, Symmetra was one of the characters I tried to start as a main before I really knew too better. What didn't really fit my playstyle, but just like you said, aesthetically and characteristically, I just liked that character. But they, with the rework, I think you might be able to expect to see her in more competitive matches. On the opposite note, if you're playing ranked and you're not good with Sombra, please stop picking Sombra. Save it for quick play. I'm saying this as a friend because I don't want you to get flamed, and I don't want to have to be the one PSA. Who rages on your ass whenever you pick Sombra and you contribute freaking nothing to the team.
I haven't seen too many Sombras being picked on the console.
On PC, I've seen a fair number.
Jesus Christ. Every single match, there's a Sombra. And the team comps are getting picked up, and it's like, okay, we clearly need a healer, and they choose Sombra for no damn reason.
Is she the new Hanzo?
She might be the new Hanzo.
Have you seen her fall into a team comp, like where she fits into a good team comp? I haven't yet.
I've yet to play with a Sombra who I was like, oh shit, that changed the tide of battle. Good job. You know, it's always just been like, oh fuck, we had a Sombra?
Where was she?
I've gotten slain by a couple.
Yeah. Oh, I have too. Especially a few Sombras. Reinhardt.
Some people are getting good with her.
Yeah.
But you know your skills.
Have you switched to main?
She's new.
Then play on quick play. That's all I'm saying.
In the arcade.
And it's a good thing now. The quick play is like the competitive one. I really love that now.
Yeah, well, and then they also have like an arcade where you can choose no limits or something like that. Where you can play as many as you want.
Nobody plays that.
I played that with Oblivion.
Nobody plays that.
What else we got, Webb? What's on the news docket?
Overwatch, again. So, Corey, or not Corey.
Said Reinhardt's getting two ults now.
Reinhardt is getting...
And a bazooka.
Yeah.
A bazooka. I thought of you, Aaron, when I read this.
Oh, wow.
Because you and I have been in this situation many times.
Okay.
All right, so going solo in Overwatch is a high-risk move because more likely you're going to be put with a crappy team.
Yes.
Right? And you and I and even Steven, the three of us have queued up, and we've gotten into a crappy team where all I hear from your mic is, get to the objective. Yes. What is everybody doing?
It's frustrating.
It is.
It's because it's like, do you know the objective of the game?
They avoid it like the plague.
Because I'm like, all you have to do, stand next to the damn objective.
You know what's funny is I told the story about the Overwatch isn't Overwatch without. One of our pro players, Numlocked, replied and said, nobody's standing on the payload.
That's like, it's fundamentals. Like, it's so stupid. It's like if you're
kills
playing
are so fun.
It's like you're playing basketball and nobody's shooting the ball. Like, really? Yeah, like everybody's just passing and dribbling. Okay, that's cool.
I'm doing trick shots.
I'm trying to get an assist in this game. Like, nobody's going to shoot the ball? Really? Okay, all right.
But on the flip side, we've been in matches where we have been like, damn, that was a good team. How do we stay with them?
Yes.
Overwatch game director Jeff Kaplan teased a small social feature coming to the competitive match that lets players stick with teammates that are not currently friends with, but have good chemistry.
So you can ask them out on dates, huh?
Yes.
You know, here's the thing. It's already on the PTR. So after the match, I did see the button that says stay with team. But the thing is, everybody who clicks stay with team will stay with team. So even if you usually, I've never had a match where everybody on the team was aces. Usually it's like three or four of us kind of carried, and the three or four of us want to party up. So if you hit that button, party together, you'll get the dude you just carried wanting to stay with you too.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
I want to know. You got baggage right there.
I want to know how to boot that guy.
No. Is this a feature that was on Halo?
To
like stay with the group?
I know other games have done it. I don't recall if it was Halo.
I thought I did this on Halo.
This isn't a brand new feature.
Yeah, I know it's not new. Yeah, it can't be.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. So it is a double-edged sword. So you do stick with the team, you know, with the players that you're good with, but then you miss out on having to take the players that are bad with. But I guess it's kind of a situational thing then, that you would only use it in a situation to where everybody was good. You know what I mean? Because then you risk taking on that player.
Which has happened like once, ever. Well, in the game's history.
You and I, Aaron, it was you, me, and I think Steven, we played with the other podcast.
Yeah. The Star Wars podcast,
and
yes.
We tried to stick with them as long as possible. Yeah, and then we got booted from the queue.
Yeah.
And then we lost it.
Yeah, we lost
it. But this would be a situation to where all of us worked really well together.
It was. Yeah, and we were good.
That would have been the perfect time to use this feature.
It was a perfect 3-3, too. Yeah, so, yeah, that was a nice podcast. That was like, I don't
podcast
know.
Podcast United.
It's like some serendipitous.
Yeah.
Some magic.
All right, moving away from Overwatch now. Titanfall 2's first DLC drops November 30th.
Everybody gets new ults?
Everybody gets 2 ults.
Oh, awesome, okay.
And a shield.
Well, at least in Titanfall 2, that your grappling hook cools down quicker.
Tell me about it.
The cool thing is it's going to be free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, you know what? It's like the company wants you to play their game so bad that, and nobody's just, it's just like they're turning their nose. They made a good game. They made it half price.
Yeah.
They're giving you free DLC. What is it?
They're trying to apologize for the last one.
But it's too the late stink to of the first one cannot turn this many people away from this game.
It's ridiculous. I have the game. I think it's fun.
I don't understand it. I really don't understand. I won't buy the game still, but I don't understand.
Did you see the meme?
I'm still going to buy it, but I don't understand.
There's that meme where it's like Titanfall 2, and it's all divas. It's like
a team of all divas.
Yeah. Awesome. I saw Luke post one. It was all divas. He was like, that Titanfall 2 is lit. Wow. So in the DLC, you can get a fan favorite map from the original Titanfall. So if it's
what?
Original,
what?
It was 5 people that liked it. Wow. So it's fan favorite.
So Steve liked it. So we're putting it in.
Steve and Jeff.
Yeah. They're like, we have fans. We had fans. Yeah. Dang it.
We had a fan. All right, guys.
And this was his favorite.
Oh man, this was Jeff's favorite. Jeff from marketing. And a slew of customizations for the Titans. Titanfall multiplayer map Angel City will come to the first time. Will come first to Titanfall 2 players who pre-ordered the game. Everyone else gets it December 3rd. It's gonna be
what? That's like a week. It's not a big deal.
Right.
That's why it's pre-ordering. The map will be part of a larger multiplayer-focused content drop that Respawn is calling Angel City's Most Wanted, which includes a wingman elite pistol for pilots, 1 new kit for each of the game's 6 titans, and a new pilot execution.
Do they still, I can't remember when I played, do they still have the fake players in the game when you're playing multiplayer?
I haven't played multiplayer yet, I'm just going through the campaign.
You know, can you imagine if they did try and charge for this DLC though? Because given everything you just said it comes with,
yep.
It kind of seems like if they paid for that shit, it would be like atrocious. So I don't think they had any chance or any way out except to give it away for free, because the game is doing terribly. If they tried to charge for a rehash,
that would be
map,
the tipping point.
Yeah, it would be like, oh, you guys are scum. Like,
next week we would be reading about how Respawn is closing in stores.
Maybe this is exactly why the game failed to begin with. It's that kind of the mentality. What did it do that was truly innovative and new? I mean,
that's the thing.
Then look at the sales of freaking Call of Duty. What did that do?
It was like that era when video games were new and like, it was a new thing to be able to play online with your friends. Like, I think that's why people liked it so much.
But no, I mean this latest one.
Now,
like this latest,
oh, but even
college,
now?
Yeah,
it's all the bros. That's all they play.
Like it's that's
just casual gamers. Yeah,
she kind of nailed it. Like, what came first, Call of Duty? So
yeah.
Call of Duty doesn't have to try. It's the champion. It's everyone else's job.
Like literally, all of the bros who played it in like middle school are like, "Hey, look, a new one, sweet."
But it does. You play the game Titanfall, you played it. It does do new stuff for first-person shooters and stuff like that.
But the first one was so put such a bad taste in everyone's mouth.
That's the problem.
That the second one...
And it's not a recognizable name necessarily. Like, at least Call of Duty, like, you talk to any girl on the street, then you'd be like, hey, name a video game. They'll be like, Call of Duty.
That's what my boyfriend plays after he beats me.
Do you hate
that? Well, damn.
What? After
that
he what?
Dark.
Really specific.
Jeez. Good Lord.
Don't act like it's not true, though.
Anyways,
nobody says
violence.
Nobody says my boyfriend hits me after he plays Skyrim, because guys who play Skyrim are generally
probably don't have girlfriends.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Just kidding. I play Skyrim.
No, it's too late. Let the internet backlash begin.
Start the memes, people.
No, but we played Call of Duty for a while, Aaron. We played.
Yeah, but we played the good ones.
True.
That's but the problem.
These kids these days don't know which ones is good no,
no
more.
No, see, yeah they
most,
do.
Most of these kids well, didn't play the ones we played.
My brother does.
What was the one that was like World War II or something?
That was World at War.
World at War. World War.
I liked one. That one.
That was one of the best ones. Hands yep. down, one of the best ones. The problem was, I think the problem still literally now is there's no education before playing games. There's no entry, you know, education. Like, you need to know what happened beforehand.
Oh, before. Like, especially for that kind of game, you don't even need instructions.
No.
Point and shoot.
You know what's a perfect example? Our very own Bezer, who is a 17-year-old British kid, and he bought the new Call of Duty, and he bought the collector's one or whatever that has Call of Duty 4, the remastered one.
Doesn't he listen to the stream?
Yeah.
Probably.
Why would he do that then?
But... No,
Brexit.
He bought it.
One
he,
word, Brexit.
He bought it, and then he ends up really loving Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the remastered one. He's like, this is better than the
right.
the new garbage.
The new, yeah.
yeah. So I was like, yeah, if you had that prior knowledge and know the history and where it came from, you probably would see the crap. And,
that's what it is. They, yeah. They're starting with
yeah, and Infinite I understand. Warfare.
Is it the first... Yeah. One out since Black Ops, or have there been more since Black Ops? Because Black Ops is the last Ops 2, one that I remember.
Black Ops 3.
This is the first one out since that's Black Ops 3.
Because Black Ops, the first one, wasn't that the one that started the whole like zombies?
No. The first one that started zombies was World at War.
World at War. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, like, so there was, what was it? It was Advanced Warfare, Black Ops 3, and now Infinite Warfare.
Oh, God.
Right?
Or
was it Black Ops
3? So many. It's like the Power Advanced. Rangers. There's one every year.
Like I tried to even play Black Ops. The first one was like, this is dumb.
Son of a bitch, guys. Call of Duty World at War came out in 2008.
Yeah, I remember playing it on my PS2.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
like almost 9 years ago.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And we haven't made a game that rivaled it yet? That's what we're talking about here? I thought we were supposed to advance in gaming.
No. You find something that works and sells and you stick with it.
Well, I think that's why games like... Call of Duty, I mean, not Call of Duty, Titanfall didn't do enough to break the norm. Like, it's too similar to Call of Duty to really...
So people are like, hey, let me just play Call of Duty instead.
I'll just play Call of Duty.
Well, I understand. Just like she did say, you know, find what works and then sell. That's for the money thing. But for advancement of an actual genre,
No.
I don't think we're ever going to get anything that really advances the first-person shooter genre
until VR becomes mainstream,
like for a long while.
I thought even like Overwatch was very reminiscent of a first person shooter, and like I liked it. I thought this was
As opposed to, I mean, because like I said, I can't remember what show I said it on. First person has now become competitive, it's just a competitive scene, it's not for a story anymore, really.
That's right, most people don't play campaigns, they just go straight to
exactly.
the multiplayer.
So people are looking how to. Make that fun. How do I make a fun competitive game?
The only one who's done a good job and held market share for quite a long time is Battlefield.
Yes. Yeah, that's why my brother plays over Call of Duty.
It's been number two for quite a long time. And same like Call of Duty, they have their hits and then they have their misses. But I think it's a better title. I think the quality of those games is far better.
Well, because I think its little gimmick, if you want to call it that, is the size of maps. So where Call of Duty is short run and gun, you're a one-man army, Battlefield is kind of, it's a gigantic map, and you actually are a part of an army.
You need strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're on an upswing, too, because Battlefield 1 is pretty dope. And I think it's because, you know, we kind of got played out on World War shooters at one point, because everything was a World War shooter. The History Channel came out with a game that was an FPS.
Yeah, they did.
World War, that was all, like, accurate, but
that reload was
historical.
No, the reload on that was really
go make
ridiculous.
A sandwich.
Yeah.
You go make a sandwich while your guy makes the powder
and have a load screen.
Are you talking like Civil War?
No, they did. Yeah, they had History Channel Civil War, and I remember playing the demo for that and shooting the musket and then hitting reload and then the little reload
irony?
Bar.
Irony was not a shit game.
What is irony?
People would assume, you know, it's History Channel. That would be, you know, kind of a bad game. It's actually a damn good game. The campaign, historically accurate, kind of fun. Yeah, I dug it.
You learned something.
I learned it. I think that's it. That's our show, guys. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy time with your family. As we mentioned before, please, please, I urge you to play this episode to all your family. Get Grandpa in on the fun. Tell him about Bitch You Guessed It. Have him subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/videogamebang. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/videogamebang. Twitter, @videogamebang. And Aaron, what's going on with our Patreon?
Patreon, we're doing a Bang the Logo challenge, everybody. Just make the Video Game Bang logo out of whatever. Whatever you want.
Ketchup.
Yeah, ketchup. Toenails.
Yarn.
Even some old string. And
what's the difference between yarn and old string?
I don't know. Tell Barney.
Yarn is thicker.
Yeah. There you go. Boom.
Floss. You use floss.
They can use floss. Use whatever you want. Then post it up on one of our social medias. And we will be picking a winner this Saturday. And we have a nice trio of prizes to pick from, right?
Yes.
Yes.
A triforce
of prizes. Let's not lean people towards one thing or the other, right?
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
All right. So from our family to yours, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. For Aaron Carter, Jessica the Maid of Might, the real David Webb, my name is Corey Vincent, and you've just been turkey banged.
That sounds disgusting. It's worse than turducken.
Put that in your mashed potatoes.
That was a nice outro, and then
boom.